We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. We go uninterrupted here for a long time. Great time to get in. 888-729-9494. I am John. He is Ike. And the Phillies hired Charlie Manuel today as their hitting coach. Yes, as their hitting coach. John Mailey relieved of his duties. And Charlie will not be in uniform tonight because he is traveling to make it back to Philadelphia. But he will be tomorrow. He will speak to the press tomorrow. Matt Klentak and Gabe Kapler spoke to the press today. We carried it live. We'll play you the best 11 minutes. Jack chopped it down, shortened it to give you the best stuff. And, man, it's good. And it's bad, right? Hmm. It's good in content. It's bad. I'll give you an example, right? If I was John Middleton and I'm already ticked off about how things have been handled in the last few weeks here with the trade deadline, with how they've shaped the trade deadline, with how they've kind of reset expectations to their fans, I'm listening to the fans react to all of that. The team has fallen apart. And now Charlie Manuel is back to try to save the day as the hitting coach. And I listen to that press conference. My reaction is, again, like literally, like really, that's the best you could do out there, because they did their best to try to rub it up and whatever, shape it up, rub it down to make it look good.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't, Ike.
No,
they didn't.
Well, and then to come off as if, I don't know, had they talked to Charlie about what Charlie thought he could change?
They did not.
To help the team?
Which is ridiculous.
Things that he's seen that they're doing wrong?
Well, that's why you know it. And I see Joe Giulio's coming up at 6 o'clock. He thinks this was clearly a Matt Klentak call.
Really?
Don't you have a conversation with Trolley to be like, listen, like,
well, how's he going to help? Or why would you hire him as a hitting coach?
I just, you're not having a conversation I know he said during the press conference, like, Charlie's on our, like, he's in the organization, so we talk on a regular basis, but, you know, it didn't seem, they had a conversation, it didn't seem like, about things, since he was hired, and that should tell you a lot. So we'll play the best 11 minutes coming up at 5:25.
Here's the other thing where I think Matt Klentak sort of contradicted himself, on one hand, he's saying, don't get your hopes up too high. Charlie isn't coming in here and waving some magic wand and all of a sudden these guys are going to start hitting again. He said that, right? I'm paraphrasing. To a certain degree, he said Charlie Manuel isn't coming in here and it's just one fell swoop is going to fix the issues with the ball club and they're going to start hitting again. And on the other hand, he's saying, I said to the ball club, we got 44 games left to go. Our goals are still in front of us. We're two games back. We can make the playoffs. Our objective is to be playing in October. Well, make up your mind. Either Charlie Manuel has the remedy for what's the issues here hitting-wise, and you think that's going to help you get in the playoffs, or you don't. And it's a fruitless move,
yep.
Right? Like, someone tweeted me about, you know, moving chairs on a sinking ship or something like that. I saw on my Twitter timeline basically saying that they aren't doing anything really.
Right.
Yeah. So is it that? Is that what it is?
Well, I do believe, even though ultimately I think this is, it's not gonna matter, right? But
Charlie Manuel, for you to believe that, but he can't come out and say this,
right? Right. So you feel like that he doesn't even believe that is gonna do anything. That,
exactly.
That's an interesting take.
Exactly. I don't think Matt Klentak believes Charlie Manuel is coming to change things, change the fortunes of his team. You know why? Because there would be an even louder cry for Charlie Manuel to be the manager. And for him to tell us right now that Charlie Manuel isn't going to have a role past this, or this role won't extend past
7 weeks.
Yes, it's 7 weeks.
Not likely to extend for past 2019, a short-term assignment. And just the way that he said it,
Matt?
And just the way he said it, he was annoyed with the answer. He was annoyed with the question to where he's going to be here for 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he knew the amount of weeks that were left in the season. He's going to be here for 7 weeks. Like, we got to deal with it for 7 weeks, and then we can go back to doing what we want to do.
That's what I took away
from it. That's what I took away from it, too.
That's what I took away from it.
Do we have it, Jack? We'll play that, and then we'll hit phone calls heavy. At 5:25, we'll play the 11 minutes that's included in it. But that more or less I got from the whole Charlie Manuel answer was, yeah, he's here for 7 weeks. And
it ain't going to really do much, but he's here.
Here it is.
Matt and Gabe, there's now a growing perception in the city, and Gabe, you'll understand why I asked this question, that Charlie Manuel will be more, if this team is successful, more than a hitting coach, if this team is successful the rest of the year. So I don't know if that undermines Gabe as the manager. Can you address that?
First of all, you have to ask Charlie this tomorrow, but Charlie's going to work for us for another 7 weeks and hopefully into October in this capacity. Charlie's been very valuable to us in the role he's in. I am super appreciative that he is stepping up for this role for the remainder of the season, but this is not a role that is likely to extend beyond 2019. I hope that we achieve such success in the through the final part of the season and into October that becomes a lingering topic of conversation, Howard. But this is very much a short-term assignment.
There you go. Very much a short-term assignment.
You hope, basically what he said, I hope we have enough success so this becomes a legitimate topic of discussion.
Yes.
Whether or not Charlie Manuel is going to be the manager. Is that what I just heard?
He's just brimming with confidence, Ike. It's very much a short-term assignment. He's already got it in his head that it's for the rest of the season, and then goodbye.
Yes, which means the stuff about the playoffs, he really doesn't believe.
He doesn't. No, he doesn't.
He does not believe that.
I agree with you 1,000%. Yeah. Let's take some phone calls. We have Bryce Harper on the change as well. Let's go to Mike in Wilmington. Mike, how are you?
Hello, you there?
Hi, Mike.
What up, Mike?
Hey, first time, short time, guys. Love the show.
Right on, man.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, where to start? Couple things with it's like the guys in the booth doing the games have been tipping off to upper management that Kapler, what he's doing isn't working. I think the other night a few weeks ago when Segura went 3-for-4, they were rattling off his launch numbers, pointing out, look at this guy's got 3 hits with negative launch numbers. What's important, and the other thing I just wanted to point out was, if you look at Vargas and Stroman after the trade deadline, who was a better pitcher? Who's been a better pitcher over the last 2 games that they pitched? And really throughout the league, pitching isn't that great. At the end of the day, it's been the hitting that is caused the Phillies to struggle so much.
Yep. No, Mike, and the numbers prove that, right? We know the pitching's not good, but at least the way to beat that's with the offense. It hasn't happened. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. When you're looking to get engaged, go one place. You can even design something custom for that special someone. Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. The website is marks-jewelers.com. Check it out. Let's go to JD, Delaware. JD, how are you?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
What up, JD?
Hey, I called you last night on the way home. Couldn't wait to get that Ike juice. I think I need 2 tonight.
Give him 2.
Yep.
I stopped in there and picked up my Wentz wagon jersey. I won on Angelo's show today.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay. My man.
Yeah, you're killing it right now.
Yeah, it's in the bag. It's waiting for that game one.
Well, I wish I could wear a Wentz wagon jersey. JD, I can't, man. Now, my son has one, but I can't wear a Wentz wagon jersey.
No.
You got to wear your own jersey. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I can't even wear that.
Come on, man.
They won't even allow me.
You can break it down.
They won't allow me to wear that, JD. I can't wear my own jersey, man.
Hey, I'm officially hanging my Philly stuff up, man. They're full of baloney. They made this all up to try and get the seats filled, just like they were saying. And it's a mess. And hopefully they're all gone, and maybe they should move Charlie upstairs and then maybe bring in Girardi or somebody under him.
Well, he is.
We'll be back.
He is upstairs.
He's already upstairs.
Yeah, he's not going to be a GM at this point.
Right.
He helps out with a lot of different stuff in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's amazing. From starting the show, people were mad at me because I was saying, like, I don't even care. This is great that Charlie's back, but it's not going to change anything. People were genuinely excited to have him back. And it's like, he can help. We can make a run to where we are right now. It's baloney. It's phony. It's a PR stunt.
I'm right here.
It's ridiculous. I mean,
who's a better example than me who have changed his attitude since the show started?
And when did it change?
When I heard that press conference.
When Matt Klentak opened his mouth. This isn't even Gabe, by the way. Gabe didn't really have a lot to say.
No, it had nothing to do with Gabe. No, this is Matt Klentak. Yeah.
All of it.
Yes. Yes.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, marks-jewelers.com. Did I just do it? Did I say the actual question, though? No, I didn't say the question. So Charlie Manuel coming back as the team's hitting coach. Is it fun but no change, or is this the spark they needed? And... all of a sudden, there's no spark left.
Yeah. I'm looking for a spark.
Can we hear
right.
Bryce Harper? So let's get our spark meter going.
Oh, yeah. Listen to the big dog.
Because here's my prediction without even have heard it.
Okay.
I don't think he gives a damn. I'm sure he's happy to have Charlie come in there and he'll like Charlie better.
I don't know, yeah.
But you think he's fazed by a hitting coach or own program?
He may be thinking, if he has a ton of respect for Charlie Manuel, who has a championship on his resume, he may feel like, okay, we got a different voice in here.
Do you think he's excited? Or is this more about Maley, this cut? Is he giving lip service on Maley where he's...
Oh, probably, yeah.
All right, here's Bryce Harper on Maley. This will be nothing here.
What he was trying to teach about hitting, was it connecting with you guys?
Yeah, I thought he was great. You know, I heard every single day, come in each day and, make us as prepared as possible. I don't think as hitters in here that we've done the best job of on the field and scoring runs and things like that. So part of it is definitely falls on us, and I guess the organization felt that this was the best the best thing for us, and I support that, and that's something we have to do.
There you go.
Okay, yeah, Bryce wasn't really all.
Right, I mean, that was exactly what I expected, right?
Yeah,
he put some on the players. He said he did a great job. He's not going to give you anything.
No.
He's not. Unless he's with us, we could get him to give the truth.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go to Ann in Bensalem. Mm-hmm. Ike, when I started this show, one of the things that I said was, all this Charlie Manuel thing does is complicate the situation, right?
Yes.
If they were going to do anything, fire Gabe. If you want to bring Charlie back, fire Gabe Kapler and bring him back.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hadn't thought of this. Ann and Bensalem. Ann, how are you?
Good. How are you?
All right.
This is a great day. We're sorry about Charlie, but you know what? They're going to have to fire Gabe and Klentak, because what are they going to do? They got a mess in their hands. When the fans at the stadium start chanting, Charlie, 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 and Kapler's in the dugout.
Yeah.
It's going to be so great.
I love you, Ann.
Wait to hear it.
and it sounds like you're going to be down there doing it, Ann.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
No?
Not as long as Kapler and Klentak and McPhail are part of that organization.
Mm. Oh, you won't go down.
I will not go down there and I can't wait to turn on TV and hear the fans in the stadium chant, Charlie, 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 and Kapler's in the dugout, and when he comes out, they boom. Oh, this is going to be awesome.
God.
I'm telling you, Ann, I tweeted that out earlier. I said, I hope the Phillies know that these fans will be screaming, we want Charlie.
That's
in
right.
That stadium at some
did
point.
Did you tweet that out?
Yeah, they will be screaming that, especially if the team isn't playing well and Gabe has to go out there to the mound. Can you hear that? We want Charlie.
This could go one of two ways. This could go one of two ways. The offense does great, and Charlie Manuel gets all of the credit, so they want Gabe Kapler fired.
Right.
Or it doesn't work, and everybody wants Gabe Kapler fired.
Either
right?
way, not good for Gabe.
Either way, it's not. It makes it messy. And
it
you
does.
Know what?
Really does.
I guess it was going to be messy anyway, unless they started winning games, right?
Yeah, it was going to get worse. I mean...
And this is so desperate.
That brings you back to the whole, is this just a PR stunt? Or do they really believe Charlie can help?
I think they believe Charlie can help, but it's a this is reacting to what's the move we can make that turns this around this year, as far as from the fans' perspective, right?
John, I've never did a 180 as fast as I have today based off of hearing comments. Prior to that press conference, we were talking. You heard me. I'm all type of charged
you were
up,
bouncing around,
pumped up. But when I listen to the press conference, it makes me think that Matt Klentak, they don't believe this team is a playoff team. This is something to just pacify Philly fans making the change. Melee was a sacrificial lamb in the form of a Milt Thompson, right?
Sure.
When he didn't need to be fired as the hitting coach back in 09. Like, and not until that press conference happened did I sort of get that feel, get that sense, which is why we were anticipating the press conference, just to hear what Matt Klentak had to say.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
He did more of, in my opinion, he did more of trying to pour water on the noise and speculation by fans that Charlie was coming in and he's going to be the successor to Gabe Kapler and regain the managerial spot.
Yep.
To me, that's what the press conference was about more than anything.
Yep.
That's what it felt like to me. Like, oh, don't get your hopes up too high. This is 7 weeks. You know, Charlie doesn't have much of a different philosophy than we have. That's in case they have success so they can say, well, these are the things that we've always taught.
You're right,
we've
man.
We've always tried to preach.
You're right. This is
that
him.
Was setting up for that.
Yep, you're right.
To not give Charlie the credit.
Mike, you're so right.
So that's what I got from the press conference.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. You'll hear the press conference coming up at 5:25, but I'm telling you, Ike was bouncing around. Charlie. Now people are their reaction is, I can't believe they're using Charlie like this. Like,
right.
This is a total circus what they're doing.
Yeah.
They should have just fired Gabe.
Or kept it the same.
Just let him finish it out. You can't bring Charlie Manuel in as the hitting coach.
One of the most beloved Phillies of all time.
You can't.
To bring him in here to get this fan base riled up and stirred up, thinking that he may take over. Why do this?
Yep.
Because, you had to know that's the conclusion we were going to jump to.
It is a no-win situation for anybody, including the organization. Because now Charlie Manuel doesn't become the next manager. If this works, now Charlie Manuel has to be the next manager.
How about that? How about that? If it actually does work and they get in the playoffs, guess who we are going to want to be the manager?
But instead, they let Charlie go back to being a front office person, and they bring Gabe back. How do you think that's going to sit with Phillies fans?
It's not going to sit well.
No, it's not. They would have been better off not bringing him back than bringing him back.
Yep.
Let's go to Lou in Sacramento. Lou, you drove down to the game in San Francisco, right?
Yeah, man, and they had one hit. One stinking hit.
Yeah, you went to the bad game.
One stinking hit. I didn't even get to yell for anything. That's it. I mean, it was crap. This team is done. The team stinks. Look at they're in the bottom half of every statistical category. Now you're bringing in Charlie Manuel. I love the guy, but this is all on Klentak. I mean, all of it. To go in with, holes in the starting pitching and holes all around the roster, and then you're talking out both sides of your mouth like, I believe this team can win, but you don't do jack at the trade deadline.
Yeah, they're not going to sit on their hands, Lou, until they just did.
No, that was my favorite line right there.
Right. But you got Vargy and Dickerson.
And that's the message. The message is, we are not going to sit on our hands.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the message the players got, sure. Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, here's the thing, and I'm a little worried about this, because when you sit back and think about it, if Klentak, because I want him gone, if he was really on the hot seat, would he have waited and not made any moves? He would have made moves this year to save his job. So either Middleton says to him, hey, don't worry, we're going to stick to the long-term plan, we want to keep our assets, unless he just came out last week and said, hey, we better make the playoffs or else you're gone, and now he's scrambling to get Charlie Manuel. I don't know, but I'm just looking forward to the Eagles, man.
I've got about 4 more weeks there.
And by the way, we do have, it came down here in the last hour or so. Nick Foles will not play, Ike. Is that correct? I didn't see.
I saw that ESPN.
So Nick Foles isn't going to play.
Yeah. Let me see that.
On Thursday night, which probably also means that...
Not expected to play.
Not expected. So does that mean that Doug and Doug Marone had a conversation and he said, listen, we don't want to play Carson. If you put Nick in there...
Nah, because you can't do that.
No.
Doug Marone has to get his own team ready
to
go.
But you think they had a conversation just to kind of fuel them out to what they're doing? I mean...
No.
No, not at all.
I mean, if... Because to me, that would... You call about the defense as game planning. You know what I mean?
They don't care
about the quarterback versus quarterback. You got to worry about quarterback versus defense.
Paul Mantua. Paul, what do you think of this move with Charlie Manuel? How are you?
Hey, guys. What's happening? Thanks for taking the call.
You're welcome.
I honestly think that this was just a terrible PR stunt. And, this team is just obviously not where any of us expected going back to the beginning of the year. I mean, they didn't address the pitching. We all know that, but we liked the lineup changes. We liked a lot of the signings that they made as far as the lineup goes, but they're not producing. Mm-hmm. And I don't think in 7 weeks' time that anybody that they bring in is really going to make that big of a difference to make this team all of a sudden click offensively. I just don't see it happening. They haven't shown it all year. They haven't won more than four games in a row all year. They're so inconsistent. And really, I just think bringing Charlie in there, that, like that lady Ann who called earlier, she couldn't be more right. Like the fans are going to be cheering for Charlie, and that's what this is. It's just a terrible PR move, and it's a no-win situation for the Phillies.
Well, I mean, and thanks, Paul. I actually think that he can have an impact. I think Charlie can have an impact on this team, but is it enough of an impact? I mean, what are we talking about here? To get the second wild card? You know, yeah, that, you know what? That would be fun. I'll be the first to admit it. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But is that, I mean, then what about next year? What does this mean for next year? I mean, it's pretty clear that the GM doesn't want Charlie Manuel being back next year. I mean, that's pretty clear.
Yeah, and listen, when Charlie speaks tomorrow, Charlie may say he has no desire to be a manager right now.
He might.
Full time. So, I mean, that may be the case also. And if that's the case, that's fine.
Right.
That's fine. I mean, what would we say, 76 years old, 77 years old?
He's 75. He would 75? Be 76 next year.
Okay. So if he says, you know, I don't really have any interest in being a full-time manager. I enjoy the freedom that I have. I was asked to come in and see if I could help in this capacity. But I'm okay with the role I've been serving with the Phillies mm-hmm. over the past couple of years. That's fine. That's fine. But I don't know if Charlie's going to say that tomorrow.
Who knows?
Here's what I don't expect him to say. If there is no chance that he's been told he could be the manager next year, he's not going to come out and say he has a desire to be a manager.
Right.
Because that would create an issue.
He would never do that to Gabe. That's not right.
You're not going to do that to another manager. So no. I wouldn't expect him to sort of feed into that.
But I think you're going to be able to tell a lot on how this decision was made based on his tone tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, if he seems like he's open, very much open to remaining in baseball, remaining with the Phillies, that would tell you that he probably was having conversations with John Middleton and Andy McPhail about this and not, this wasn't a Klentak decision.
Mm-hmm.
But Klentak's, and you'll hear it at 525, Klentak's answer to the Charlie Manuel question is very cold, right? It's very cold to where how it happened. He said that, it's a short-term assignment, Howard. 7 weeks. Not likely to extend past 2019. Like, you don't say that unless you mean it.
Right.
Right? There's no reason to answer the question directly like that unless you mean it, and in my opinion, it wasn't your decision.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you. baseball fans, buckle up.
Put your seatbelt on. We'll be live at the park tomorrow, by the way. Sean of Virginia. Sean, how are you?
Klentak's a jackass.
All right.
No, I'm telling you, and a couple of callers got it wrong. Ain't no one going to be cheering for Charlie Manuel because ain't no one going to the ballpark. Ain't going to be nobody but Butch Maniac in there.
Yeah, did you see Butch? I saw Butch on TV a couple weeks ago.
I did too, yes.
This team is terrible. Listen, this reminds me of Howie Roseman before he got exiled. I think Middleton should send his ass to the equipment room and let Gabe run the team for a year. If it works for the Eagles, maybe it'll work for the Phillies.
Oh, you mean so that Klentak comes back a better general manager?
Learn how to do something right. This man spent $500 million in the offseason, and his team is worse than last year's. How's that possible?
Yeah, I guess some of the moves not working out. All that pitching that they signed, that certainly has not worked out for them. the hitting not being as good as we all expected it to be. Here's the thing that I worry about. I still wonder if the philosophy here is what has these players underachieving. Right? Like, that's really my biggest question.
It's
there,
a fair question.
Right? Is that why they're underachieving? You know, can you bring something different to the table to get the most out of these guys? Because that's all we really care
that's
about.
That's all we care about. We want
that's
results.
All we really care about.
Yeah, you're right.
All the other stuff is how we're discussing the team and the results that we're getting.
Here's what I don't want. All right. I don't want my last image of Charlie Manuel in a dugout in a Phillies uniform being in September when now they're 5 games under .500 and everything has completely blown up in the Phillies' face to where they're losing 11-2 to the Braves. There's 5 people in the stadium and they're panning the dugout and poor Charlie's sitting there on the bench.
Oh, Charlie, like, be all right. It's not his fault.
No, I know. He's
thinking this is not a Charlie Manuel production.
Well, no, it's not going to be his fault. Yeah. But that's what I see happening with this. I see nothing changing.
Yeah, I feel you there, but I won't be looking at Charlie. It'll be looking at Gabe. Gabe's the manager. So that's who they're going to be panning to in the dugout, wondering, are these his final days? Charlie Manuel's going to be straight. He's 75 years old. Gabe Kapler is a young manager looking to continue as a manager.
Mm-hmm.
So if Charlie can't save Gabe's job, which is really what's going
on
right now.
What he's doing, yeah, you're right.
He can't save Gabe's job, then it's going to be Gabe at the end having to explain why this team basically gave up first place 2 years in a row.
Like, unless he doesn't – he literally doesn't want to manage again. Unless he doesn't want to be the manager again, there's no way he can save Gabe's job. You know what I mean when I say that? Because if he literally is able to transform this lineup into being productive and they make the playoffs, Gabe's going to have to be fired and you're going to have to make him the manager.
That's what we would want. I don't know if that's what they would do.
I agree with you there.
I mean, they want Gabe to be the manager. And if they get in the playoffs, they'll spin it the way they want to spin it to give Gabe the credit.
And that would – oh, they'll try.
I mean, no, that's what they'll do to keep him.
And I know how that will be received.
We won't buy it. No, we're not buying that.
Oh, no.
At least we're not. I know you and Joe Santagiglio will buy it.
Listen, you better watch yourself over there. So two things I'm looking forward to.
You will buy it. You'll be giving Gabe all the credit.
No. He should
you're
get
Gabe,
some.
You're a Gabe guy.
I am a Gabe guy.
So
yes.
Am I.
But I know he's done. This is it. He's done. Because the owner,
I don't know if he's done.
Mike, the owner, showed his hand that he's going to bend, and that means that the manager's going to be gone. The owner, by this move being done right here, has shown that he's not going to survive.
I was with you hour and a half ago, 2 hours ago.
By the way, Klentak might not survive. Every time he talks, he makes it worse. And you'll hear it at 525, Ike.
I'm just telling you, man. It sounds like... Okay, we just have to hear it again.
I'm going to put you in a straitjacket and make you listen at 525.
Yes.
Got a Door Windows Big Summer Sales Event's been extended through August. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call them 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. And then tomorrow with Gabe Kapler and Angelo on Wednesdays. Oh.
Talk about timing.
He's going to ask him about that tweet that he put out about Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a must listen.
I think that's less about Charlie and probably more about Gabe's response to that tweet when he really has to respond to it.
Yep.
Today, he played it off like he didn't know what happened.
He's going to have to answer
Eventually, you're going to have to respond to that tweet. Well, and how he responds to it, I think, will determine whether or not it's a story that grows legs.
But here's the other thing. He'll have a chance to actually think of a good answer. He'll be prepared for it tomorrow.
Right.
He's not going to be unprepared for that. Let's go to Stu.
He was today.
Yeah, he was. You're
right.
He was
not ready for it today.
He was. Is there a chance he really didn't know anything about it?
I do believe that.
He sounded like he didn't know what Howard was talking about. And then Howard didn't. I thought Howard was going to read the tweet, but I guess he didn't have the exact tweet
in front of him.
Stuart in Delaware. Stuart.
What up, Stu?
Hey, what you need for a spark is to get Jason Worth on the team. Put him in the bench coach.
Jason Worth?
Yes. Because he's the one that... the Nationals brought on board specifically to groom the young players.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper.
Yeah, Jason
Bryce
Worth.
Harper respects him.
J- Jason Worth, having made about $130 million in his career,
yeah, I don't know if he's
is not about to be sitting on a bench for 162 games.
And I saw somebody else.
He's not going to do that.
There's somebody else up on the board. I've seen a bunch of it online that said bring in Chase Utley. Chase Utley's not interested in doing 162 games.
No.
And he said as much. That's the reason why he's living in Los Angeles. He's doing some TV.
Yeah, you get to pick and choose when you want to.
He's got young kids and stuff. He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to grind
out. He got a life.
Out.
He doesn't want to see. He doesn't want to do this.
He's got a life and a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he's comfortable with that.
Yep.
Mike in Sewell, New Jersey. Michael, what do you got, brother?
Hey, guys. I need a double shot of Ike juice, and then I got a comment for you.
All right. Not while you're driving, though. When you get home. When you get home.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got a thought, okay? I know we're talking about Charlie possibly replacing Gates. I think this could possibly be a McPhail move. What about Charlie as the GM? Okay, because here's the thing. Charlie is a great assessor of talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Could he have done a better job than Clint Tack? Yeah, absolutely. Okay. For Charlie to get back into baseball at 162 games, he's going to have to take a better role, a bigger role than managing the team. I could see Charlie coming in, and the Phillies going completely the opposite direction from all the analytics BS and putting in a real old-school baseball guy. Because if you look at our players, like Harper, these are guys that are old-school baseball guys. All right? They believe in baseball. They need leadership like Charlie. I could see Charlie coming in and turning it around 100%.
Well, I agree with the leadership aspect of Charlie, but as far as him being a GM, I just don't think it's realistic at this point.
Yeah. No.
Let's go to Harry. Harry's in Phoenixville. Harry, how are you?
Hey, John. Great to hear you. Ike,
hey,
hi. It's always a privilege to talk to you.
Appreciate that, Harry.
A couple points, guys, if I could. You know, like you get different reads. Like one of the reasons why you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John writing the Gospels is because you get a different sense of how they looked at Jesus' life. And so my understanding with Charlie is that Philadelphia should have had at least three World Series under his tenure. And one of the things that Philadelphia is battling is these individuals that come into positions of power and have the ability to provide good leadership, to go out and win, and they sit back. I don't know what it is, age, money, the situation that they perceive, not having wisdom, so to speak. So we're hoping, you know, but the way I look at it is, you know, I'm a Boa person in terms of somebody in the organization, Larry Boa, who's a great leader, who's a spitfire, and, you know, I kind of like to advance him as a possibility. But Ike, I'm seeing the Eagles and I'm seeing trouble.
Oh.
And I'm hoping that the Eagles are stealing their resolve, and they know that all the prayers and all the fortitude that we've enjoyed from the World Championship, and we want to see them go out and win another Super Bowl, but it is very difficult. This terrain's difficult. I'll let you guys go. You know, I love the city of Philadelphia, and it's great to be able to talk to you.
All right, thank you, Harry. Appreciate it. There you go.
What's troubling him about the Eagles? Was he listening to the Midday Show or something today? Did he listen to Elliot San Legiglio Parks all day today? Is that what happened?
How many San Legiglios do we have at the station, or what?
At least three of them.
There's two. Don't even try, man. Don't even try.
Johnny, San Legiglio Parks right over here to
there,
my right.
I'll repeat myself. There's nobody as fair to Carson Wentz in this city as me.
And people forget that.
People mm-hmm. do forget it. I'm objective, unlike some other people on this show.
Don't worry, Wagonites. the Phillies basically threw us a Hail Mary today, and I couldn't attack Elliot San Legiglio Parks today for his nonsense about 9-7.
Yeah, Elliot's got him down
the Eagles.
Elliot can't have like three hyphens in his name. He can only have two.
So he came out with 9-7 today. I'm not killing him today. I'll get him tomorrow.
He could have went to 10 or 11. He didn't. He said 9.
Yeah, he said 9-7.
I love him.
Yeah.
Let's sneak Bob and Wilmington
get to you
in
tomorrow,
here.
Elliot.
Bob, make it quick, man. I'm up against it. How are you?
Yeah, how are you guys doing today?
Yeah,
what's up, Bob?
It's all goddamn shows like Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, Bob. Excited
it's
there,
Gilligan's
buddy.
Island. It's Gilligan's Island, man. You got freaking McClintock as the skipper. And now you got the skipper as freaking Gilligan. It's like it blows. Nobody knows what they're doing, man.
Who's Ginger? That's my question.
I think Ginger he wanted to go. So would Klintak be who?
I don't know.
The professor?
Maybe. 888-729-9494.
I know who he's saying Charlie is. He's saying Charlie is the skipper. We all know that one. White hair.
He looks like the skipper.
Yeah, that's Alan what I'm saying. Hale. Yeah, Alan Hale. Hale. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm sure he thinks that Gabe is Gilligan.
Yeah, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Put that all together for him.
All right, can we do that? So who would be Thurston Howell III?
Come on, man. That's Andy McPhail.
Andy McPhail's Thurston Howell.
John Middleton. Which one?
Oh, yeah, John Middleton. No, Andy McPhail would be...
Well, it was only, four of them, right?
Yeah, we'd have to add characters, right? Who's Lovey?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.